All right, well, Melinda, thanks very much for being here today.
Sure, thank you for having me.
First of all, can you just kind of explain a little bit about what MS is? For some people, I know it hits very close to home, and for some people, it's still kind of a foreign disease.
It is. It's actually sometimes a very difficult disease to try and describe or even explain to people, because one of the tricks with MS is that it presents itself in a variety of different ways in different people. So the disease more or less attacks the body in the same way, but because it's dealing with nerve cells and the brain, where it attacks you is going to determine what the symptoms look like or what the disease looks like. But basically, MS affects the nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. The best way I could possibly describe it in layman's terms is there's something in your body that the immune system starts to attack myelin, which is kind of a protective coating on the nerves in the spinal cord and in the brain. And when the myelin gets stripped away from those nerves, the nerves are exposed, and so then they misfire. And the misfiring is what causes the different symptoms, whether those symptoms are numbness, tingling, maybe they are mobility issues, they can affect your cognitive ability. If it's in the spinal cord, then you more likely are going to see things like the numbness, the tingling. Some people experience burning, like a burning sensation in their hands or in their feet. If it's in the brain, it could affect your vision. For myself, I experienced some double vision and things early on. It could affect cognitive, your speech. It really can affect anything that nerves are going to transmit information to. So that's just kind of a very brief, in layman's terms, description of the disease. It sometimes kind of takes an invisible disease because there's different forms of it, relapsing, remitting, progressive. It could be something that lays dormant for a while. If you're in remission, it's kind of like cancer. You don't necessarily see any active symptoms, but a person may experience extreme fatigue, or if they have the numbness and the tingling, that's not something that's visible to other people. So it sometimes, I think, is a lost disease because there's not always visible symptoms or effects that go along with it.
As you grow older with the disease, what is going to be progressing through you, and what additional stresses will you and your family face?
Well, again, it's a disease with many faces, so what it looks like on individuals is going to be very different. And for myself, personally, I have no idea what it's going to look like and how it's going to affect me. What I do know now is that I've been on medication therapy for 6 or 7 years, and I've had a very stable course. The past 2 or 3 years have not shown any new lesions or any new exacerbations. And so for me, I'm fairly stable. What I do notice, if I'm feeling the effects or feeling symptoms, it has more to do with fatigue, inability to get motivated. The heat in the summer is kind of just zaps it out of you. It tends to exacerbate any symptoms that you may have. Physical ability is what affects in the long term. That's typically what you see is going to be the issue, is mobility factors. Dropped foot becomes a problem, and for people that aren't familiar with that, it's kind of when you're unable to actually lift your foot to take steps. So, you know, you kind of, your foot may drag if you try and walk. It's kind of, because of the way that the nerves get interrupted, it's sometimes a comical when I think about the terms of, it's like your brain and your body don't communicate any longer. So you could lose the ability to lift your leg, to move your legs forward and to walk. Almost not so much a paralyzing, but just kind of a lack of communication. So in the aging process, mobility becomes a significant issue. Inability to work. If I, you know, currently I am blessed and able to work full time, but my ability to multitask, cognitive processing for doing things like administrative work could be a problem. So not being able to work, because if you're not able to mentally process in a quick manner that's required in the work environment, that could be affected. So the effect on my family residually would be, you know, my husband being the sole wage earner in the family, modifications to the home if there's physical issues that change. So those are all the kinds of things that you might look, have to be planning for and thinking ahead to as you watch, you know, things progress and as you determine how the changes happen in your own body.
And that kind of brings us to the support group. This is a place for people to gather and share their stories and experiences.
That's exactly what we hope the support group does. My desire and hope for starting this group was to provide an outlet for people to be able to come together, and because the disease looks so different in different people, you don't always know if what you're experiencing is something specific to MS, or is it just because I'm really tired today? Did I do too much exercise? Is it too hot outside? And so being able to bounce those things off of other people is really interesting. You know, something that I have experienced from time to time but never thought about was getting severe spastic cramps in my legs, like in the calves of my legs. Well, I never, you know, I thought, oh, I just have a Charlie horse. It's not anything out of the ordinary. In talking to a couple of the others in the group, I discovered that one of the other individuals has these spastic muscle spasms on a regular basis, and she was talking about the severity of them and what they felt like, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I'm getting. And I had no idea what to attribute that to or even really how to describe it or what it was. And here I was talking to somebody that was experiencing that, and as she described it, the light bulb went on. I thought, yes, that is what it is. And so it doesn't change the fact that that symptom exists, but I'm now able to, like, mentally categorize that as something that's related to the MS, that, okay, that's what that is, and I either can or can't do something about it.